You are about to listen to the remarks by the UN Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, and the President of the 70th session of the General Assembly, Mr. Mogens Liketoff, at the reception held in commemoration of the 70th anniversary of the first meeting of the General Assembly, held in 1946. This reception took place on the 11th of January 2016 at the UN headquarters in New York and was hosted by the President of the 70th session of the General Assembly.
Excellency, Mr. Mogens Liketoff, President of the General Assembly, Excellencies, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, this is a wonderful celebration. I take this opportunity to again wish all the members of the United Nations for 70th anniversary of General Assembly, and also our distinguished President of General Assembly, His Excellency Liketoff, for his 70th birthday. I'll have to ask the parents of President Liketoff whether they really planned to have him born on this day, just to make him to become 70th session president of the General Assembly. Whether, what about if we establish a high-level inquiry commission? That would be a good occasion. In any way, thank you very much for your leadership, and I hope you will be as strong, as healthy. And I also hope that the United Nations will be as constructive and as relevant in the many, many years to come. And I'm also very happy to be with Sir Brian Urquhart, such a 7 decades of service for the United Nations. I know that when he first attended the first session of the General Assembly, he was only 27 years old, and I understand that his birthday falls on February 28th, next month. I wish you again in advance happy birthday and continued good health, and thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, personally, I have been raised in a country, in a region where Confucius has taught and affected a lot. He said, he offered, in fact, a lot of wisdom and advices on each milestone of one's birthday. When I started my job as a Secretary General, then I started 62nd session of the General Assembly, still 60th. When one reaches the age of 60, the Confucius said that one should have a soft ear. Soft ear means you should be able to listen and digest and understand all the voices of the people. This Parliament of the World, General Assembly, is the place exactly where we hear all the voices of member states. Then member states, when they reach 60th anniversary of their independence, they also should be able to listen to all the voices of their people. So this is the place where we listen to the voices of all the people around the world, the people for whom we serve. This is the real meaning of General Assembly. And this is the real wisdom of anybody who becomes a 60s. Then, now we have just celebrated 70th anniversary of the United Nations and now 70th anniversary of GA, and present now is 70 years old. Then what does that mean? In your 70, you should act what your heart tells, what your heart tells, which is now you are mature enough to understand the values of solidarity and shared destiny. After all, we have a shared destiny. Nobody can live and act in isolation. Not a single sustainable development goals can be implemented in isolation. That means we have a shared destiny. Therefore, on the occasion of 70th birthday of General United Nations and General Assembly and President of General Assembly, I think we should work for the people as our heart tells us. This is what I'm asking you. And again, I congratulate Mr. President for your birthday personally, and I congratulate all the members of the United Nations for your great success and achievement during the last 70 years. Let's listen to the people's voice, and let's act as our heart tells us to do for our shared destiny and prosperity. I thank you very much. Congratulations. Let us propose a toast for our continued success and our shared destiny. Cheers.
Mr. Secretary General, and I'm here with Sir Brian Urquhart, and I thought I would just ask you, sir, can you remember the tell us about the first meeting. What was the atmosphere like? What was the atmosphere like at that very first meeting of the General Assembly? Can you remember?
A what?
The atmosphere like at the very first meeting.
Unrealistic, I would have said.
And could you have imagined then that the UN and the General Assembly would become what it has become today?
I thought it probably would with a bit of luck, unless we had another war in 20 years and we didn't have it. So that's good.
Thank you very much for coming. Thank you for honoring us with your presence here today. Thank you, sir. And now, finally, if I could ask the President to come up and make a toast. The President of the 70th session of the General Assembly, now celebrating his 70th year, Mr. Mons Lukatoft.
Thank you, Dan, Mr. Moderator, and a very warm thank you to the Secretary General for his kind words and very wise words to also to me. I don't know if there were a plan of this coincidence, but it's too late to ask my parents. But I'm very thankful to them and to all who have supported me through these 7 decades, and to all of you whom I've been working together with in these past months and will be working together with in the next 8 months in order to reach just a little better the great goals of the United Nations. It's a great privilege to be here. It's a great privilege to stay up here and see all of you assembled to celebrate the first 7 decades of the United Nations. Before I will propose a toast, I would wish to thank everyone who helped to organize this reception and to both Italy and China for their generous support to the arrangement. I also want to join those who have expressed gratitude to our very special guest today, Sir Brian, who more than anyone can attest to how groundbreaking the first meeting of the General Assembly actually was. Mr. Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate this birthday, may I ask you to raise your glasses, those of you who have a glass already, to all those who served the General Assembly these past 70 years, to those of you ambassadors, delegates, staff, who can make the remainder of this session a truly successful one, and, of course, to the next 70-plus years in this great and ever-evolving United Nations. Cheers to all of you.
Thank you very much. Now, please stick around. There's lots of chocolate cake to enjoy to mark the 70th birthday. Thank you very much indeed for coming. Thank you.
You have just listened to the remarks by the UN Secretary General and the President of the 70th session of the UN General Assembly on the occasion of the commemoration of the 70th anniversary of the first meeting of the General Assembly in 1946. This program has been produced on January 15th, 2016 at Radio Niscourse Studios in Belgium.